And Dalam and Aleph, bottom line, second last line, Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yoshia Harale Isbeka the Kaswab and her daughter. He had a flea made out of Kesef, which was owned by him, and it was in Nahardot. And he was not found in Nahardot. I'm going to hold the story of Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yossi Bar Keeper, the Hadi Da Sisu Asuya Nahali. When you come, along with coming, please bring me this kli. Also, they went, Yoy bin Ale, the person who had the kli gave it to them. Amri Lahu, he said to Rabbi Dostoy and Rabbi Yossi, Niti Minaychu, I would like to be kind of from you, Kinyan Suter, that anything which happens along the way, I'm not responsible. You've taken all responsibility. Amri Lahu, Loi, we do not want to do a Kinyan Suter to take the Echrayas. Take the Christ away from you. Amr Lahu. So this person who had the kli said to them, Hadre Nihalon, give it back to me. I don't want to give it to you if I'm going to still be responsible. So the story of Rabbi Yanni Omer Lahu in Rezi Barkeeper Omer Lahu Loi. So they disagreed whether you can give it back. So so the Mora says, how become it Sarale? That Rabbi Dostoy said yes, and Yossi said no. So Rabbi, this person was attempting multiple times to convince them to do that. So he's been mitzara them. So Omer le Chozimar Hechika Ovid. So Rabbi Dostoy said to Rabbi Yossi, so he was actually hitting him. Okay, there he was physically affecting them. So Rabbi Dostoy held that they were able to give it back. Said to Rabbi Yossi that who was the one who was refusing, look what happened over here. That they were being hit for this. Amr Lahu, Tav Ramule. It's correct that he to accept these makas. So I'm trying to think. It's very difficult when you're davening out loud. Thank you. So when they got back to Reb Achi but Reb Yoshua. He Yosef, when they came back to Rabbi Oshia, Omer Le, so Rabbi Dostoy complains, Chazimar, you Rabbi Oshia, you should look what happened. Let me slide the Messiah. El Omer Lehu Nami Tab Ramule. So Reb Yossi told the fellow, hit him good. For whatever reason, the person was hitting Reb Dostoy, because I guess Reb Dostoy was going to help to give it back, and he was trying to force him to give it back. He figured he had a better chance with that. And Reb Yossi said, give him a good hit. Tav Ramalei, give him a good hit. So he complained to Reb Achi, Reb Yossi, not only did he not help me, but he even told the guy, give me a good hit. So Rabbi Choy said to him, "Amai tabet hachi? Why did you were you willing to give it back?" Amali oshem b'di adam hein ama mekevon ama. They're tall people, big people. They're an amma, means there's something you have to measure. That itself is scary. And their clothing that they wear, their hat, the clothing that they wear also creates that type of feeling. They speak from their stomach. It comes out this deep growl. Ushmasegim of all, and their names even are scary names. Arda Baarta Ufili Barish Armin Kafusu Kaifsin Armin Harogu Hargin. So Ilo Hargo es Dostoy, if they would have killed out Dostoy, meaning me, Minosin Lianai Abba Barkamoisi, would you replace my father a son like me? So Rabbi Achi Barbershia said to of the story, he asked them, "Many other them, halalu krevim lemalchus hein amalei hein." Yesh lehem susim uprodim shirotim achareyim. Do they have this entourage? Amalei hein. So he said, "Yehochi amalei yehochi shaper avadatu." Shala had to learn what the Shapravata is. Mamshada means that he was then turning to Rabbi Yossi and saying, under the circumstances, what you did was saying give him a good hit was okay, because not considered a chanifa, because you were endangering yourself, and then gets involved in the shayla whether you have a chiyuv to be moser nefesh for a chanufa. So they quote this gemara in that context of that shayla. I'm not sure how Rashi does. Rashi does not comment on the last line. Let's see Rashi. It's because Kli, so he has this keli made out of silver, which he has in our door, and he asks them to retrieve it. Sir Reb Dostoy said, "In the Hadronal, I'm going to give it back. I'm going to give it back to the Shomer." But Reb Yossi said no, because Amir Liel in Bolach, so in a Kaiser, even though the shomer is going to be chayiv and achrayus along the way. But he can't be chayzer. Once he gave it to them, there's zeichet for Rebbe Achi, and that's it. Amr lo d'soy. Where is that going to? Amru lo. Amr lo the Rebbe d'soy. Where is that going? They have the story backwards. He was hitting Rabbi Yossi. I'm not sure. No. So I'm not sure how to read the Rashi. Chosi mar ma'ka ovid. Look what he's doing. He's not giving it back. So ta ramile here harbe hikuhu. Hit him hard, but hit him a lot. Loshim mar the shachit ta ramile yofa ruyos hamakos lalu. He deserves it. My time at Hochi is in Ishwa Tzitzel Lahachzer Miyad. So Rav Achi asked Rav D'Stoy, why did you agree to give it back? He said, hey, now, I'm Anshe Midos, Gavoyim Bekoma, that they're quite tall. But Kavon, I'm Af Malbosheim, Mu'uyomim, Mishar Ben Yodim. The way they dress is scary. Umidabrin Mi Chatzieyan, Klemmer Kerlin Ova, they have a deep voice. Venir Kadira Yotsimi Tibur, and it looked like the sun comes out of their stomach. Arda Barto Fili Barish. So their names are scary. So between everything, I felt that it was appropriate. And they asked him, were they covering the Malchus? He said, yes. So therefore, it's appropriate not to endanger yourself by disagreeing with them. A little more. Halachah one, nothing more. Back in the more two dots. Halachah one, the Pliny. He told him, take the case of a matana. Reuben asked Shimon to bring this mono to Levi. So Levi went to where Shimon went to where Levi is supposed to be, and he was not he wasn't there. Rashi says he died. So Tony Chada Yachzru the Mashaleach. So one Brisa says that the items return back to Reuven. One Brisa says it belongs to Levi's Yarshim. So this is let's suggest this is the argument. The Marsover Harlech Kiski. One Brisa holds when he says Harlech, he's saying Ski. So as soon as the Shimon, the Shliach, receives the item, he's being credited for Levi. So now, Levi subsequently dies before he actually delivers it to him, but it belongs to Levi already, so it goes to the Yarshim. But if you hold Harlech Lav Kiski, so Shimon cannot be credited for Levi, it only becomes Levi's when he actually gives it to him. Well, he died already. So the item still belongs to Reuven. So you give it back to Reuven. They're arguing whether Halach Kiski or not. Some Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, no. The Kuliyama Halach Lav Kiski. Velakasha Habibori Habashkimir Not. So by Shkimir Not, we have a dinner Shkimir Not Kisuman Kamasur and Dami. So therefore, as soon as he says it, it belongs to Levi. And there, it comes out that Harlech is Kiski, not because the word Harlech means Kiski, because the Rishchimera in general are to be done immediately. Okay. But otherwise we say Halak Lav Kiski, and therefore by Bori he can't be kind of right away. Rezid Omer Hava Hava B'Shchimira Hada Yisad Mekabu B'Shas Matan Mos, that the lady was alive at the time that Reuven directed Shimon to give it to Levi. So then he's a Shkimira, Levi is Kona. And then Levi died, so Levi's Yarshim get it. He wasn't even alive at the time that Reuven told Shimon to give it to Levi, which means Bizarchin for Levi, because Dibi Shimura are immediate. Levi wasn't alive anymore. It turned out that Levi, this whole conversation took place, Levi already had died. So it doesn't go to Levi's Yorshim. He's not being Zeichim Levi's Yorshim. It belongs back to Reuven.
What's the Chiddush in that?
Well, since Divrei Shchemira Ketuvim in the Kemesurin Domu, which means Chazar Masakin, that I think actually the Chiddush would be because our Masakin, because we want the Shchemira to not to be agitated that it's what he's asking should not take place, and maybe that should mean it automatically goes over to the Yorshim as well. So saying that that's not true. That's what I would guess the Chiddush is. Just one a little more. The Papa Amar Hava Hava Bori, he says I can say both cases talking about the case the person who's a Bori. So therefore, and Harlech is Lav Kiski, and Hada Mis Mekabel B'Chayim Noisin, Hada Mis Noisin B'Chayim Mekabel. So Reuven asked Shimon to give it to Levi. So Reuven is the Noisin, and Levi is the Mekabel. So if Levi died, the child is on the Reuven died. By the time he came back to Reuven, Reuven had died also. So, is there any type of responsibility on the Yarshim of Reuven to fulfill that which their father wanted to happen? So, if Levi died first, there's no responsibility on the Yarshim of Reuven to give it to the Yarshim of Levi. But if Reuven died first, before Levi, Mis Noisin Mechai Mekabel, so when Reuven died and Levi was alive still, Reuven's Yarshim have responsibility to make sure it goes to Levi. And then, even if Levi subsequently dies, the Yarshim of Reuven have to give it to the Yarshim of Levi. Okay.